With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. All because of a very heavy storm, some 12,000 flights canceled across the U.S. Saturday. Authorities say the storm will likely continue to cause a lot of problems as the country bears down for this once-in-a-lifetime kind of storm. It threatens to knock out power as well for several days and makes traveling very difficult. Stranded by winter weather? Well, correspondent Julie Walker reports on what the airlines owe you.
Bad weather, like the winter storm happening now, can derail even the best laid travel plans. When that happens, U.S. airlines must provide refunds for canceled flights. If winter weather is expected, airlines might also allow you to postpone your trip without fees. If your flight is canceled, airlines usually rebook for free, but availability can be limited during peak times, like right now when there are thousands of cancellations. I'm Julie Walker.
More bloodshed in Minneapolis. Authorities say a 37-year-old man who was armed has been shot and killed by ICE officers after refusing to put down his weapon. In this year's midterm congressional races, Republicans hoping to hold their majority in the House, and a GOP Congresswoman Lisa McClain of Michigan says the economy will play a big role.
I think Americans vote with their pocketbooks, and with the work that we've done in the working families tax cuts, I think people are going to see real relief. They're already seeing some real relief, but we are going to continue to dig out of this disastrous mess that Joe Biden and the Democrats left us.
McClain, who is the chair of the House Republican Conference, was interviewed this week on the Salem Radio Network. This is SRN News. Virginia Democrats pass an abortion amendment.
The measure would enshrine the procedure in the state constitution and allow for abortion up to the moment of birth. All that remains is for voters to approve the amendment in the fall, which isn't a sure thing, but in a purple state like Virginia, it's a pretty good bet. Pro-life activists are vowing to campaign hard against the amendment this year. So far, 11 states have enshrined abortion in their constitutions, and three others may do so this year. Michael Harrington reporting.
Having a large number of Christians in a country does not necessarily protect against persecution. New report from International Christian Concern reveals in the Democratic Republic of Congo, Christians represent 95% of the nation's population. Yet they are being slaughtered at alarming rates. Much of the killing done by Islamist groups. Nigeria's Christian population also continues to come under siege. This is SRN News. On Capitol Hill, the House approving legislation Thursday that would extend expired health care subsidies for those who get coverage through the Affordable Care Act. The tally, 230 to 196. Economist Steve Moore believes there are solutions to surging health care costs.
The health care costs have doubled, almost tripled since we passed, remember, the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare. It's been a total disaster. It's driven up costs. And I love Trump's message. And this is something he's riffing off of something we've been saying. Put the money into the hands of the consumers and let them decide how they want to buy their health care.
That measure now goes to the Senate. Major auto recall, Toyota announcing it wants to take a look at and make corrections on 162,000 pickups that have ever discovered the vehicle's multimedia displays can compromise driver safety. More details, srnnews.com.